Yes, the clock is ticking down to Tuesday when apparently the U.S. government may default on the interest it owes to U.S. bondholders if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling. President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner engaged in dueling debt speeches last Monday night, each asserting that the other guy's party was to blame for putting the country in peril. Much of the coverage gave the speeches equal weight, suggesting both arguments were of equal veracity. But were they? I asked Lori Robertson, the managing editor at factcheck.org, that question. She said it was a matter of opinion. Then I asked her what she saw as the most egregious misstatement of the evening.
Maybe I would say Boehner said that Obama wants a blank check today, just as he did 6 months ago. You know, it's true, 6 months ago, Obama did want to raise the debt ceiling without cutting spending. But the president has now offered spending cuts, his press secretary had said, somewhere between $1.5 trillion and $1.7 trillion over 10 years. So that's not seeking a blank check.
Obama said that raising the debt ceiling was routine. You didn't challenge that, but...
Yeah, he's right. Since the 1950s, Congress has always passed it. Every president has signed it. That's true. But this debt ceiling increase is the largest in history. So that may not be seen as routine.
That's kind of along the lines of Boehner saying that last week the House had passed a plan with bipartisan support.
Technically true, but misleading. Both Republicans and Democrats voted for the Cut, Cap, and Balance Act in the House, but only 5 out of 193 Democrats voted in favor of it.
Who's to blame for the crisis?
It takes 2 to create an impasse, so both parties are to blame here for failing to come to an agreement.
Is it true, though, that most of the compromise has been made by the president?
Well, I mean, I think that's a matter of opinion. And
explain to me how that's a matter of opinion. Obama has been willing to cut a huge chunk of the money going out for a smaller percentage of money coming in. The only thing that the Republicans have supported is cutting the money going out, right?
Yeah, I guess that's correct. You know, it's hard for us to say, oh, somebody's blocking this more than the other. We're not privy to these meetings either.
I didn't mean to back you against the wall, but I have to say, if you guys aren't going to be unmealy-mouthed about this, then who will be?
Well, it's not that we're being mealy-mouthed. I mean, we just say constantly in our stories that we don't take an opinion one way or the other. You know, a lot of people, particularly during the presidential campaigns, will ask us, well, who lies more? And can't you give me a ranking on, you know, who's the most truthful politician? And first off, we don't want to look like we're endorsing someone, so we don't want to do that. But we're going to tell you what we found. And if we found it to be horribly misleading, maybe you didn't, but we're going to lay it out there and readers are going to have to make those decisions for themselves.
Lori, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lori Robertson is managing editor at factcheck.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.